This is John, a.k.a. Pilo. We recorded a podcast, and then my computer crashed while I was saving, so we don't have a podcast. So, but at least this is our pre-convention podcast that we talked about a lot of things, so this isn't the podcast you're looking for. This is a tribute to that lost podcast.
So what you're about to hear is all based on the notes I took during the recording. Dan talked about the NJCC vector. He said it was mostly Joes and Transformers. He was looking for Doctor Who figures, and Brian over made fun of him. He talked about getting an up-close look at the Marauder Inc. sculpts, and we talked about the hip joints and how they might be more like a Marvel Universe and might have some sonic welding in them for that. And he compared them with the boss fight as shown for their reveals, and it seems like more like Marauder Inc. is doing modular super soldiers for his boss fights and naked buck bodies that they'll accessorize with outfits and more like Barbie dolls, but action figure version. He saw the canvas art project and saw Kevin's dissected hiss. Jeff joked about that. Wanted to touch it to see if it's sticky. I'm not sure if he was talking about Kevin or the tank. We did a pre-recording that you hear at the end of this little blurb, where Dan and his niece Jaylene had gone to Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and it's mostly focusing on Chandler Riggs from Walking Dead. She did a really good job on the report, so I want to make sure you guys hear that. The main reason why I'm recording this little segment is that we talked about the JC, the table that we're going to have set up. We have customs, of course, tutorials, and Jeff actually brought up that he brought a ratchet socket specifically to do use his leverage for cracking torsos instead of using his cutest little mini anvil that he has, or wood block, or carpet, or whatever, vice, or anything like that. We'll have the Destro at the beach, the beach blanket Kablamo diorama that he's working on, and I already hate it because he's going back and forth on things. J-Man's doing the backdrop for that, so it should be pretty interesting. We've seen some customs. Matt talked about his itty-bitty teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini baroness that he's working on. I did one. I know Jason donated one. Lance Bevan. So it should be something to see at the table. We'll have the mascots, of course. I created a Joe Customs mascot convention reporter that uses a pretty interesting thing. Based on Tierra 101 AL's winning mascot entry, we wanted to make a head that looked less like Ben 10, so June did a turnaround that made it more G.I. Joe universe, more serious, and we took that turnaround sheet and gave it to Angel Forge, and Craig's was able to sculpt based on that design. Angel Forge, Dark Winter from Angel Forge, donated 50 heads, some of which will be available at the convention, limited quantity, of course. And then I took the master sculpt that he had and created a single cast, because it took some time for him to make those 50, and made a single cast and used that for the convention reporter. So you're seeing about six people's work on that one mascot. And of course, it's all, I gave him J-Man's bright green Eco Warrior shirt, and he's got actually solar changing nail polish on his shirt, so it's pretty accurate to the shirt. It'll look cool. And jorts. Jean shorts. You'll see those. Like I said, I've been spending a lot of time doing casts, so there's going to be some mini USS flags from the G.I. Joe Monopoly game. There's about 20 of those, so really limited. A couple of the Blue Ninja heads, minus the antenna. I couldn't get the antenna to come out. There'll be a few of those, about 15 of those. Collars from the Steelbook Ape, again, like 12 to 15. And then some goggles, and I think there's only like 10 of those. Really limited. And then Jozar's bringing some reprints of G.I. Joe number 1. I had him pick up some specifically for the site so they'd be available so people could get them in an autograph. Probably about 20, because I think we want to get some autograph that we can use later for the contest prize. Fodder Box. Spectre mentioned the Dr. Dreadful Alien slime drinks, how they're perfect for, like, test tube containers for, you know, prisoners who want to put Cobra Commander and Storm Shadow to reenact, you know, retaliation when they're in the prison. They're perfect for that. But Jeff joked about slipping in those packets into the packet of the drink that, like, gelatinizes, I don't even know if that's what, in people's drinks during the convention. So watch out for him. Outstanding customs. Matt, Hypno Hustler, was on, We talked about Community Customs, the one that were on the TV episode. How there's a neat blend of O-ring and modern parts. But that Soma Chopper that they showed was really cool. The one that Dark Jedi actually pointed out, that was the Black Dragon rear end. That was easily recognizable, but he picked up the Captain America Justice Jet for the front end. And I couldn't figure out what that cockpit was from. He figured out how to know that it was a good item. And Ebenezer Swizzle Sticks is our featured customizer this month. And he showed off an Energon bat that we all thought was really cool with it. Blue ninja head and then the transparent bat arms and stuff. Vanishing Point, he's shown off, seems like every couple of weeks he's showing off something new, a Serpento, a Dilobulus, a Raptor, and our only question for him is, where do you keep your endless supply of Sigma 6 fodder? Dan brought up Joe Michael 70's Watts tank and his Kaufman cycle. He doesn't name them that in the thread, but I know he's been talking behind the scenes about them, and he named them based on where he got the fodder, and I thought that was kind of cool because it kind of harkens back to the Sherman tank or the Bradley fighting vehicle, something where it was based on somebody's presence on the battlefield and he named it something in the design phase. Something I wanted to talk about, besides the boss fight panel and the customizing class, if you can make it, Joe the Classifieds panel is going to be up. And I know, it sounds like hyperbole, but it's not. I know they've got some newsroom-type stuff going on this week as they're tracking down leads for something. Let's just say they have three booths filled with pre-production and that stuff and art and all that kind of stuff. They're going to have the international variations that they're actually making part of their convention magazine this year about. And they just released a podcast with Guy Cassaday, the vehicle guru from the early line. So, and he's great. It's a good interview. You should give it a listen. But what their panel is on won't be any of those. It's so epic. It's going to blow your mind. In fact, it's going to bend you over and mind. And according to Jared Viper, you're going to get more than 4 inches. So you don't want to miss that. All right. I'm going to try to edit this out quite later. Bye.
All right, we're here with a special edition of the Joe Customs podcast. I'm here with Dan. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay, we're here with my niece, Jaylene, who went to her first horror convention 2 weekends ago. I took her to Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and she wants to say a couple words about it. Jaylene, what did you think of the convention?
I thought that the convention was really awesome, and I saw a lot of people there, and interesting like costumes. And a lot of posters, and I saw Chandler Riggs there from The Walking Dead.
Who does Chandler Riggs play on The Walking Dead?
Carl from The Walking Dead.
That's right. Anybody who's not familiar with the show, Carl is the son of the main character, Rick Grimes. And one of the people who was at the convention was the actor that plays him, Chandler Riggs. And that's who my niece wanted to see, and that's why we went there that day. What type of things did you see at the convention that you thought were really nice?
Oh, I saw a lot of, like, movies there that I've seen before. I saw a lot of things from The Walking Dead, that show that I really like, which I'll be talking about a lot.
Did you see anybody in costume?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people in costume.
What type of costumes were they wearing?
I saw one person dressed up as the pyramid guy from...
Oh, Silent Hill, Pyramid Head, yes. It was a very impressive Pyramid Head costume. What else did you see?
That guy scares me.
I saw a guy dressed up as a clown.
As which clown? What clown did you see?
He was dressed up in red. I don't know. He's just a killer clown. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. There were several kind of like demonic clowns walking around and just basically nagging the people online while we were waiting. It's part of the usual stuff you see at a con. What other types of things did you see at the convention that you liked?
Yeah, I saw zombies, actually. I saw a lot. People were dressed up with, like, their clothes ripped and blood. They had good costumes.
Yeah, of course, with any time you're at a con with any members of the Walking Dead cast, you're bound to see at least 2-3 dozen zombies walking around. I remember one costume I was actually pretty impressed with was a skinless Frank from the first Hellraiser movie. That was a really impressive bit of makeup that the guy had on.
I actually saw some girls dressing up as Carl with his hat, too, which kind of freaked me out at first because I was getting a little bit jealous because I didn't have a hat like that. and I thought it was pretty cool too, but that they're dressing up as him, I'm like, no, it's mine. Like, you don't take his style, because I got a problem with that. I'd be okay if I did it, but if someone else did it, then that's not okay.
What other type of merchandise did you see at the con that you thought was interesting? What, you know, like DVDs or action figures or anything like that? What did you see that you liked?
The Walking Dead. Like, I saw a lot of posters there, and I saw DVDs of them.
Did you get anything?
No, not really, but I did get an autograph, and I got pictures with Chandler Riggs.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
What other people from The Walking Dead were there?
Oh, yeah, Beth was there, and Tyrese, and Herschel. They seemed really nice. The lines were long, though.
Do you remember any of the other celebrities that were there?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger. I don't know his real name, but...
Robert Englund.
Robert Englund, yeah. We accidentally went on that line, and it was so long. I thought it was, like, to get onto the line for Carl, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, when we first arrived in the morning, there was a huge line of people outside, and we thought that was actually the line to get in. So we went and dutifully stood at the end of the line waiting, and took 40 minutes before somebody came out and said, hey, this is the line for Robert Englund. Everybody has a line for Robert Englund. And we're like, oh, you know, we're standing here waiting for nothing. So then I went around inside, and I found the line for general admission, which thankfully was about a tenth the size of the line for Robert Englund. We were able to get inside pretty quickly. Although I did play a pretty good prank on my wife and my niece, because we had not bought our tickets in advance, so we were buying them at the door. So I went inside while they were standing on line, the line we thought was for entry, but it was Robert Englund's line. I went in and bought the tickets, and then came back out with the wristbands in my pocket. And with a solemn look on my face, I'm like, I'm sorry, honey, they're all sold out. And you should have seen the crestfallen look on my niece's face and the anger in my wife's face. So I pulled them out of my pocket. I'm like, I'm just kidding here.
You're mean.
If that seriously was true, I would have started screaming and crying. Like, seriously. I was happy and excited to meet Chandler Riggs, Carl from The Walking Dead. And if I didn't see him, I would have literally freaked out because I told everyone, literally everyone, that I know that I was going
to
see him.
Yeah, but then once we got inside, there was actually a little bit of a hassle getting to see him because he didn't show up until an hour and change after he was supposed to. And we had to keep, standing online, then getting off, then standing online because they told us the line was closed. And it took forever waiting online to see the kid. But eventually we got in. But during the time while we were waiting, we took time to walk around and check out the vendors and whatnot. So what'd you like about the vendors' rooms?
Oh, I saw a lot of action figures from The Walking Dead, which was really interesting. And I saw one of my favorite action figures. You know what I'm going to say. The Carl action figure. Of course I wanted to get it, because that action figure is cool. And I absolutely love Carl from The Walking Dead. I saw the Glenn action figure too, I think. And a lot of others. It was pretty interesting, the amount of action figures I saw.
I saw the Carl, McFarlane Carl figure at Toys R Us last night. And for a split second, because it's actually G.I. Joe scale, I was debating whether I should add him to the ranks or not. It is a really cool figure.
Yeah, it's not bad looking. Even like the proportion wise, it doesn't really look like a kid, so you probably could use it as a Joe figure. But I think at the con, of course, it was very overpriced. It was probably two or three times retail, especially because he was there.
Right.
But if we see one at Toys R Us, we'll get it for a regular retail price.
Oh yeah, and the toy, it looked like exactly like him. The Carl doll, well, the action figure, it looked exactly like him, like the hair and everything.
They're not dolls.
Yeah, you don't call them dolls, really.
I know.
They're action figures.
Sorry, I mix up my words sometimes.
No, as adult geeks, we're just tired of people calling our stuff dolls. That's all.
They're dolls. They're really dolls.
Well, of course I would call them dolls because I'm only a 13-year-old girl. He's Carl.
Yeah, we're going to get one for her, and I'm going to do a little customization to it. I'm going to paint his t-shirt to say, I love Jaylene.
Nice.
Yep.
Were there any panels or anything like that, or was it just pretty much the floor?
There were a couple of panels. We didn't attend them because we spent most of the day online waiting to see Chandler Riggs. But there were a couple panels. There was a panel on the Nightmare on Elm Street, whatever anniversary it has this year. I think it's 30th. And there's a couple other panels and some film showings. But to be honest, we were online all day waiting for her to see the star she wanted to see. So we didn't really partake of any panels.
Oh, yeah. And besides that, when I was walking around, I saw people like selling autographs from other celebrities that I know. Like, I was looking past there, and I saw an autograph from Selena Gomez and a few other celebrities that I know.
Yeah, there's a couple other cool things that that happened at the con. Well, we were online, the final line, thankfully, to see Chandler Riggs. Tony Todd walked right past us. That's the guy that played Candyman on the Pan films, and he was Kern on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Right.
And my wife freaked out. Because, I mean, he's kind of scary looking up close, but she freaked out when he walked past. And he walked past us like it was nothing. He didn't even have a handler with him or anything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, about celebrities walking past you, before I even went to meet Chandler Riggs, Carl from The Walking Dead, he walked past me like nothing happened. And I was just standing there with a blank face, staring at him walk past me. And I'm just waving there, just trying to act normal. And I'm right there, and I'm like, hi. And he just walks past me, and I guess he waves fast. But he walked right past me, and I was so freaking nervous because I couldn't believe that he was walking past me because he was late for signing autographs and meeting people.
He passed easily within 10 feet of us. And honestly, I didn't see him until he had already walked past us. That was one of the vendor tables. But my niece and my wife both saw him.
I was like one of the first people who recognized him before everyone else didn't like recognize him.
He looks like any other, kid that age. Plus, there was probably about 15 other kids there with the same hairstyle and everything. So he was able to walk through the crowd almost with impunity. But the funny thing is, after he passed us, Jaylene started like crying hysterically because she was so excited. It was actually really cute because she had never had a close encounter with a celebrity before. This was her first one. So it was pretty cute to see.
Yeah, but this celebrity actually mattered to me.
Yes.
Yeah, because like when I saw him, like seriously, nobody noticed him, but like I could tell exactly.
Now, Dan, you were saying that you were able to just walk in and get a ticket for that day's show. You didn't have to register online weeks in advance and waiting every day hoping to get on and get into the show?
No. Actually, most conventions are run a little bit better than the G.I. Joe Collectors Club convention, so there was no waiting online for it. They did have pre-registration where you could get the tickets in advance, but just through scheduling and whatnot, I really didn't take advantage of that. So I ended up buying them at the door. It's a little more expensive. It was like an extra $10 per person, but it was fine. It wasn't really. I just literally walked right in, and I actually ended up when I went inside. Like I told you, I played the prank on my wife and my niece. I walked in and basically walked right to the front of the line because if you walk in like you belong there, nobody questions you.
Yeah, we did that at Baltimore Comic Con. They had a huge line, even if you prepaid just to enter, because first come, first serve on the sales floor. So it was a huge line, and my niece had to go to the bathroom. So I took her in to go to the bathroom, and when we came out, they were letting the line through, but there were these big gaps because it's got a set of the stairs inside the auditorium. And we just kind of went with the flow and just moved in, and I swear we came in a half hour before my brother made it in.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you get lucky. And like I said, if you go in like you belong there, I did this at Comic-Con and every other con I've ever been to, nobody really questions you. If you walk in with a purposeful stride and you look like you're there on a mission, they usually just leave you alone because they figure you're supposed to be there.
Right.
But this is my first time in a long time going to a con without a press badge, so it felt weird not being able to do a lot of the stuff the press badge allows you to do.
I know. Wah, wah.
Yep. But yeah, it wasn't my first time just walking into a con. A couple years back at Chiller, I went with the express reason of getting my Dawn of the Dead poster signed by Tom Savini. And we walked in, and Savini just happened to be in a hallway that you could get to before you went to the to buy your tickets. So I walked in, walked up to Savini, got my autograph, and then started walking around the place. And it wasn't until we tried to enter one of the dealer's rooms that they asked for the badges, for the, not the badge, I'm sorry, the wristbands. So essentially I didn't have to pay the, $60 to get in. I just got my autograph, walked around a little bit, and walked out. Well, Jillian, was there anything about the con that you didn't like?
Oh, I didn't like that I had to wait 3 hours just to see the kid. Half in the cold and the other half inside. Okay, the part that I was waiting and standing the whole time wearing a dress, I could not just wait in the cold like that. Like, are you serious? Like, seriously, why were so many fans there? Couldn't I just be the only one? I know this is too much to ask for.
he had the longest line of anybody at the convention, and it was really like funny because there were some big, the only one who was longer than his was Robert Englund, but everybody else had short lines, and he had the longest line next to Englund's because there were so many teenage girls in the line. Like, I don't think they've ever even been to a con before. There was definitely, like, you can tell the newbie look on the faces when they go to their first convention.
Right.
And a good 85% of his line was all young girls or, like, you know, like, cougars. That was about it.
And I heard other girls asking, like, should we just leave? They were talking to, like, another person they knew, and I'm like, yes, leave, leave. Hey, look, you can go to the best line. Hey, look, it looks really short. I'm trying to persuade them to go on to Herschel or Beth or Tyrese line, because it's, like, nice and short. I'm like, meet them. They're really nice.
When we finally got in, and she got to get her autograph, we took a ton of pictures of the two of them. And since this was her birthday gift, because she had her birthday a couple weeks prior, but this was my gift to her, was taking her to the con, we actually asked Chandler Rigg if he would give her a birthday kiss. And she got a birthday kiss from him. And it was her first kiss from a boy, so it was kind of cute. And the fact that it was a celebrity that she has a big crush on made it even better. And you should have heard the groans from the other girls in the line, especially ones who had already left him and had not gotten that opportunity. And what was that like? Was that your favorite experience?
My best experience ever. Meeting him was awesome. And then, like, I got, like, a big kiss for him, which I was so nervous. And my cheeks were so red. Redder than Santa Claus's Rosie's cheeks.
Have you washed that cheek yet, or you still left it the way it was?
Left it the way it was. I haven't really washed it.
We took a ton of great photos, which are, they're on my Facebook page, they're on her Facebook page, my wife's Facebook page, and I think I even tweeted some of them. It was a pleasure to take her to her first convention, because my uncle took me to my first convention when I was about 10 years old, and I'm just kind of passing on the family tradition.
That's awesome.
Is there anybody else that you would like to go to the conventions to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see the other people from The Walking Dead. Like, I'd like to see Beth and Tyrese.
Well, yeah, they were there at the show we went to, but we only were there to get the autograph from Carl. So there's always going to be future cons, because they do a lot of the conventions.
Right.
And for the most part, most of the Walking Dead people are pretty good when you see them. Like, I had Norman Reedus, when I met him, he was really nice. And a lot of the times, you know, it's just, all right, get your picture and move on. But he actually took a moment or two to talk with the fans, so it was pretty nice.
I'd probably like to meet Michonne or Norman Reedus, too. Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing Chandler Riggs again. Maybe this time, instead of him kissing me, I can go up to him and kiss him. I don't know if he'll be okay with that.
So I'd be more worried about if security would be okay with that. Yeah, he's going to be at Philadelphia Wizard World in June. So there's a possibility I might be taking a trip to Philly. Is there anything you want to add in closing before we finish up here?
The only thing I want to say is it was the best experience I ever had. It's really interesting, and I'd like to go to more of these things.
And who's the best uncle in the world?
Dan.
You want to say goodbye to all the listeners, all 12 of our listeners?
Hasta la vista. Ciao.
Yay.
Perfect. Bye. Thank you. All right, we're here with a special edition of the Joe Customs podcast. I'm here with Dan. Why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Okay, we're here with my niece, Jaylene, who went to her first horror convention 2 weekends ago. I took her to Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and she wants to say a couple words about it. Jaylene, what did you think of the convention?
I thought that the convention was really awesome, and I saw a lot of people there, and interesting, like, costumes. And a lot of posters. And I saw Chandler Riggs there from The Walking Dead.
Who does Chandler Riggs play on The Walking Dead?
Carl from The Walking Dead.
That's right. Anybody who's not familiar with the show, Carl is the son of the main character, Rick Grimes. And one of the people who was at the convention was the actor that plays him, Chandler Riggs. And that's who my niece wanted to see. And that's why we went there that day. What type of things did you see at the convention that you thought were really nice?
Oh, I saw a lot of, like, movies there that I've seen before. I saw a lot of things from The Walking Dead, that show that I really like, which I'll be talking about a lot.
Did you see anybody in costume?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people in costume.
What type of costumes were they wearing?
I saw one person dressed up as a pyramid guy from...
Oh, Silent Hill. Pyramid Head. Yes, it was a very impressive Pyramid Head costume. What else did you see?
That guy scares me.
I saw saw a guy dressed up as a clown.
As which clown? What clown did you see?
He was dressed up in red. I don't know. He's just a killer clown. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There were several kind of like demonic clowns walking around and just basically nagging the people online while we were waiting. It's part of the usual stuff you see at a con. What other types of things did you see at the convention that you liked?
Yeah, I saw zombies, actually. I saw a lot. People were dressed up with, like, their clothes ripped and blood. They had good costumes.
Yeah, of course, with any time you're at a con with any members of the Walking Dead cast, you're bound to see at least 2-3 dozen zombies walking around. I remember one costume I was actually pretty impressed with was Skinless Frank from the first Hellraiser movie. That was a really impressive bit of makeup that the guy had on.
I actually saw some girls dressing up as Carl with his hat, too, which kind of freaked me out at first because I was getting a little bit jealous because I didn't have a hat like that. And I thought it was pretty cool, too, but that they're dressing up as him, I'm like, no, he's mine. Like, you don't take his style, because I got a problem with that. I'd be okay if I did it, but if someone else did it, then that's not okay.
What other type of merchandise did you see at the con that you thought was interesting? Was, you know, like DVDs or action figures or anything like that? What did you see that you liked?
The Walking Dead. Like, I saw a lot of posters there, and I saw DVDs of them.
Did you get anything?
No, not really, but I did get an autograph, and I got pictures with Chandler Riggs.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
What other people from The Walking Dead were there?
Oh, yeah, Beth was there, and Tyrese, and Herschel. They seemed really nice. The lines were long, though.
Do you remember any of the other celebrities that were there?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger. I don't know his real name, but...
Robert Englund.
Robert Englund, yeah. We accidentally went on that line, and it was so long. I thought it was, like, to get onto the line for Carl, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, when we first arrived in the morning, there was a huge line of people outside, and we thought that was actually the line to get in. So we went and dutifully stood at the end of the line waiting, and took 40 minutes before somebody came out and said, hey, this is the line for Robert Englund. Everybody on the line for Robert Englund. They were like, oh, you know, we're standing here waiting for nothing. So then I went around inside, and I found the line for general admission, which thankfully was about a tenth the size of the line for Robert Englund. We were able to get inside pretty quickly. Although I did play a pretty good prank on my wife and my niece, because we had not bought our tickets in advance, so we were buying them at the door. So I went inside while they were standing on line, the line we thought was for entry, but it was Robert Englund's line. I went in and bought the tickets, and then came back out with the wristbands in my pocket. And with a solemn look on my face, I'm like, I'm sorry, honey, they're all sold out. And you should have seen the crestfallen look on my niece's face and the anger in my wife's face. So I pulled them out of my pocket. I'm like, I'm just kidding here.
You're mean.
If that seriously was true, I would have started screaming and crying. Like, seriously. I was happy and excited to meet Chandler Riggs, Carl from The Walking Dead. And if I didn't see him, I would have literally freaked out because I told everyone, literally everyone, that I know that I was going
to
see him.
Yeah, but then once we got inside, there was actually a little bit of a hassle getting to see him because he didn't show up until an hour and change after he was supposed to. And we had to keep, standing online, then getting off, then standing online because they told us the line was closed. And it took forever waiting online to see the kid. But eventually we got in. But during the time while we were waiting, we took time to walk around and check out the vendors and whatnot. So what'd you like about the vendors' rooms?
Oh, I saw a lot of action figures from The Walking Dead, which was really interesting. And I saw one of my favorite action figures. You know what I'm going to say. The Carl action figure. Of course I wanted to get it. Because that action figure is cool. And I absolutely love Carl from Walking Dead. I saw the Glenn action figure too, I think. And a lot of others. It was pretty interesting, the amount of action figures I saw.
I saw the Carl, McFarlane Carl figure at Toys R Us last night. And for a split second, because it's actually G.I. Joe scale, I was debating whether I should add him to the ranks or not. It is a really cool figure.
Yeah, it's not bad looking. Even like the proportion wise, it doesn't really look like a kid, so you probably could use it as a Joe figure. But I think at the con, of course, it was very overpriced. It was probably 2 or 3 times retail, especially because he was there.
Right.
But if we see one at Toys R Us, we'll get it for a regular retail price.
Oh, yeah. And the toy, it looked like exactly like him. The Carl doll, well, the action figure, it looked exactly like him, like the hair and everything.
They're not dolls!
Yeah, you don't call them dolls, really.
I know.
They're action figures.
Sorry, I mix up my words sometimes.
Yeah, no, as adult geeks, we're just tired of people calling our stuff dolls, that's all.
They're dolls. They're really dolls.
Well, of course I would call them dolls because I'm only a 13-year-old girl. He's Carl.
Yeah, we're going to get one for her, and I'm going to do a little customization to it. I'm going to paint his t-shirt to say, I love Jaylene.
Nice.
Yep.
Were there any panels or anything like that, or was it just pretty much the floor?
There were a couple of panels. We didn't attend them because we spent most of the day online waiting to see Chandler Riggs. But there were a couple of panels. There was a panel on the Nightmare on Elm Street, whatever anniversary it has this year. I think it's 30th. And there's a couple other panels and some film showings. But to be honest, we were online all day waiting for her to see the star she wanted to see. So we didn't really partake of any panels.
Oh, yeah. And besides that, when I was walking around, I saw people like selling autographs from other celebrities that I know. Like, I was looking past there, and I saw an autograph from Selena Gomez and a few other celebrities that I know.
Yeah, there's a couple other cool things that that happened at the con. Well, we were online, the final line, thankfully, to see Chandler Riggs. Tony Todd walked right past us. That's the guy that played Candyman on the Candy films, and he was Kern on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Right.
And my wife freaked out because I mean he's kind of scary looking up close, but yeah, she freaked out when he walked past. And he walked past us like it was nothing. He didn't even have a handler with him or anything.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Speaking of, about celebrities walking past you, before I even went to meet Chandler Riggs, Carl from The Walking Dead, he walked past me like nothing happened. And I was just standing there with a blank face, staring at him walk past me. And I'm just waving there, just trying to act normal. And I'm right there, and I'm like, hi. And he just walks past me, and I guess he waves fast. But he walked right past me, and I was so freaking nervous because I couldn't believe that he was walking past me because he was late for signing autographs and meeting people.
He passed easily within 10 feet of us. And honestly, I didn't see him until he had already walked past us. I was at one of the vendor tables, but my niece and my wife both saw him.
I was like one of the first people who recognized him before everyone else didn't like recognize him.
He looks like any other, you know, kid that age. Plus there was probably about 15 other kids there with the same hairstyle and everything. So he was able to walk through the crowd almost with impunity. But the funny thing is after he passed us, Jaylene started like crying hysterically because she was so excited. It was actually really cute because she had never had a close encounter with a celebrity before. This was her first one. So it was pretty cute to see.
Yeah, but this celebrity actually mattered to me.
Yes.
Yeah, because like when I saw him, like seriously, nobody noticed him, but like I could tell exactly.
Now, Dan, you were saying that you were able to just walk in and get a ticket for that day's show. You didn't have to register online weeks in advance and waiting every day hoping to get on and get into the show?
No. Actually, most conventions are run a little bit better than the G.I. Joe Collectors Club convention, so there was no waiting online for it. They did have pre-registration where you could get the tickets in advance, but just through scheduling and whatnot, I really didn't take advantage of that. So I ended up buying them at the door. It's a little more expensive. It was like an extra $10 per person, but it was fine. It wasn't really. I just literally walked right in, and I actually ended up when I went inside. Like I told you, I played the prank on my wife and my niece. I walked in and basically walked right to the front of the line because if you walk in like you belong there, nobody questions you.
Yeah, we did that at Baltimore Comic Con. They had a huge line, even if you prepaid just to enter, you know, because first come, first serve on the sales floor. So it was a huge line, and my niece had to go to the bathroom. So I took her in to go to the bathroom, and when we came out, they were letting the line through, but there were these big gaps because it's got a set of the stairs inside the auditorium. And we just kind of went with the flow and just moved in, and I swear we came in a half hour before my brother made it in.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you get lucky. And like I said, if you go in like you belong there, I did this at Comic-Con and every other con I've ever been to, nobody really questions you. If you walk in with a purposeful stride and you look like you're there on a mission, they usually just leave you alone because they figure you're supposed to be there.
Right.
But this is my first time in a long time going to a con without a press badge, so it felt weird not being able to do a lot of the stuff the press badge allows you to do.
I know. Wah, wah.
Yep. But yeah, it wasn't my first time just walking into a con. A couple years back at Chiller, I went with the express reason of getting my Dawn of the Dead poster signed by Tom Savini. And we walked in, and Savini just happened to be in a hallway that you could get to before you went to the to buy your tickets. So I walked in, walked up to Savini, got my autograph, and then started walking around the place. And it wasn't until we tried to enter one of the dealer's rooms that they asked for the badges, for the, not the badge, I'm sorry, the wristbands. So essentially I didn't have to pay the, $60 to get in. I just got my autograph, walked around a little bit, and walked out. Well, Jillian, was there anything about the con that you didn't like?
Oh, I didn't like that I had to wait 3 hours just to see the kid. Half in the cold and the other half inside. Okay, the part that I was waiting and standing the whole time wearing a dress, I could not just wait in the cold like that. Like, are you serious? Like, seriously, why were so many fans there? Couldn't I just be the only one? I know this is too much to ask for.
Yeah, he had the longest line of anybody at the convention, and it was really, like, funny because there were some big... Actually, no, I'm sorry. The only one who was longer than his was Robert Englund. But everybody else had short lines, and he had the longest line next to Englund's because there were so many teenage girls in the line. Like, I don't think they'd ever even been to a con before. There was definitely, like, you can tell the newbie look on the faces when they go to their first convention.
Right.
And a good 85% of his line was all young girls or, like, you know, like, cougars. That was about it.
And I heard other girls asking, like, should we just leave? They were talking to, like, another person they knew, and I'm like, yes, leave, leave. Hey, look, you can go to the best line. Hey, look, it looks really short. I'm trying to persuade them to go on to Herschel or Beth or Tyree's line, because it's, like, nice and short, and, like, meet them. They're really nice.
When we finally got in, and she got to get her autograph, we took a ton of pictures of the two of them, and since this was her birthday gift, because she had her birthday a couple weeks prior, but this was my gift to her, was taking her to the con, we actually asked Chandler Rigg if he would give her a birthday kiss, and she got a birthday kiss from him. And it was her first kiss from a boy, so it was kind of cute. And the fact that it was a celebrity that she has a big crush on made it even better. And you should have heard the groans from the other girls in the line. Especially ones who had already left him and had not gotten that opportunity. And what was that like? Was that your favorite experience?
My best experience ever. Meeting him was awesome. And then, like, I got, like, a big kiss from him, which I was so nervous. And my cheeks were so red. Redder than Santa Claus's rosy cheeks.
Have you washed that cheek yet, or you still left it the way it was?
Left it the way it was. I haven't really washed it.
We took a ton of great photos, which are, they're on my Facebook page, they're on her Facebook page, my wife's Facebook page, and I think I even tweeted some of them. It was a pleasure to take her to her first convention, because my uncle took me to my first convention when I was about 10 years old, and I'm just kind of passing on the family tradition.
That's awesome.
And is there anybody else that you would like to go to the conventions to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see the other people from The Walking Dead. Like, I'd like to see Beth and Tyrese.
Well, yeah, they were there at the show we went to, but we only were there to get the autograph from Carl. So there's always going to be future cons, because they do a lot of the conventions.
Right.
And for the most part, most of the Walking Dead people are pretty good when you see them. Like, I had Norman Reedus, when I met him, he was really nice. And a lot of the times, you know, it's just, all right, get your picture and move on. But he actually took a moment or two to talk with the fans, so it was pretty nice.
I'd probably like to meet Michonne or Norman Reedus, too. Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing Chandler Riggs again. Maybe this time, instead of him kissing me, I can go up to him and kiss him. I don't know if he'll be okay with that.
So I'd be more worried about if security would be okay with that. Yeah, he's going to be at Philadelphia Wizard World in June. So there's a possibility I might be taking a trip to Philly. Is there anything you want to add in closing before we finish up here?
The only thing I want to say is it was the best experience I ever had. It's really interesting, and I'd like to go to more of these things.
And who's the best uncle in the world?
Dan.
You want to say goodbye to all the listeners, all 12 of our listeners?
Hasta la vista. Ciao.
Yay.
Perfect. Bye. Thank you.
We was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul. Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay, and we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so.
floppy tail. And the beast was done. He asked us, be you angels? And we said, nay, we are but men. And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.